What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix Finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh.
Oh my God. What? What? Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Oh yeah, it's the Valentine's
Day. And this is coming out on Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Is your birthday.
Valentine's Day is my birthday, so. Hey.
Celebrate that instead.
Hey, I have to buy someone flowers on my birthday. It seems like a fair deal, or I'm in trouble. The one day of the year where your wife should buy you dinner. But I'm still dishing it out. Happy birthday to me.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose. My name is Autumn Marie, coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. With me, since it's Valentine's Day, is birthday boy.
Yep.
Birthday baby.
Yeah, Karen 47 like no one ever has.
Carrying 47 like it's his job. He is thriving. He's a champion. You know him from like every single Netflix special ever. How many Netflix specials do you have?
I have 5 Netflix specials, but 9 specials in total because I got an HBO and a Showtime and a thing and a thing.
Oh, he fancy.
A thing and a thing.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite?
I do. My favorite one is the least viewed one. It's called Alcoholicost.
That's a great title.
Yeah.
Well, you also know
it was least viewed, you say?
Well, no, it was on Showtime.
Yep.
With that title. But then
yes.
This was back in the days before streamers when aired on TV and then it went away. Yeah. And now it's on YouTube somewhere. I think someone else is making money because it's got like a couple of million views, but it's not on
that's
my
the best. Where there's some guys like, Jim, are you going to come after me? Or am I actually, this is a mortgage.
Yeah, because I'm not allowed to because Showtime own it, so I'm not allowed to
own
it.
So
I'm just happy. I'm happy someone's watching.
Somebody is thriving. And that somebody is Anna Hosnier.
Wow.
Hello, Dr. Anna.
It was called that after. It was going to be called something else, but then I got so drunk during the recording that I thought, I'll make it look like it was planned.
Wait, you got so drunk at the taping of it?
I got so blind drunk during that special that I didn't remember the special.
Wow.
And then I watched it back and I was like, it's pretty good.
Who is this guy?
And then I went,
it looks really unprofessional if I'm drunk, but if we say that's the theme.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello.
That's the
and then watch my next special, Heroin.
Yeah. That is a great idea for a special. To go long pause.
Yeah, and then it's like rock bottom. Like,
dead.
He's killing. He killed.
Well, the next special was called Fully Functional. So
I'm back.
For that one. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Jeffries.
Yes.
Thank you.
Also here is a man who has a new podcast that is just revolutionizing.
Jim's been on it.
I haven't been on it.
I know, you will be.
Okay, great. Yeah. What was your question that you brought?
What did we do?
He helped us advise. It was like a couple, I think a woman needed help role playing.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, we helped them role play.
Yeah. So we
what you do is you get really drunk and you don't remember any of it.
Okay.
And then he can be the man who gets have sex with a really drunk girl.
It's called Holocaust.
Everyone's a winner.
Holocaust. Yeah. His new podcast is called We're Here to Help. You know him as a writer from Arrested Development. You know him as a writer from You're the Worst. He's a brilliant stand-up comedian.
Zero specials on Netflix.
But he's the host of The Dollop. Also, you have your special.
Yeah, YouTube. And it's me who benefits
from
it. I'm doing James Amline.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gareth Reynolds.
Hey.
Dracula.
Thanks for having me.
Dracula. We missed you. Dracula. You were such a hit with Jerry Traynor. The Jareth episode was a real hit.
Well, everybody's talking. Paramount
talking.
Reached out. They want to turn it into
talking.
A film. Yeah. No, things are pretty good.
We only do daughters.
Yeah.
Wow. And of course, we have Dr. Hannah Montana, Ariana, Rosanna, Dana, Dr. Banana. Hello, Dr. Banana. And the one, the only, KT Money Levine. Well, let's just get right to it.
Sure.
All right. Look, I know what we all want to talk about. I'm just going to give the sort of headline, which we're going to get to, which is the two-on-one with freaking Sydney and Maria. I just want to say before we get to it, as a woman from Rhode Island,
Are you asking me or you?
Yeah. That's a gym. You're a woman from Rhode Island.
Could they have picked a less fun human? Like, is this the least fun person that has ever been on Earth? Like,
Sydney?
Well,
Sydney. Yeah.
I'll say this as a man from Sydney.
Better than a woman from Rhode Island.
She's such a drag.
Oh, she's horrible.
She's a fun sponge. She just is like such a fucking drip. She just sucks the fun out of anything.
And Maria, I thought she was this season's Victoria.
Yes.
Which we all know my love for Victoria.
Victoria Fuller.
Yes.
Not
Queen. I thought. And then when she did that, I'm going to slip into something a little bit more comfortable.
Yes.
And I was like, good. Because she didn't have to do it with him. She could have gotten comfortable before she saw him.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Yes.
But
now
she stopped the conversation.
She's hot.
Yep. Right? And I thought, oh, she's a bit this bad. And then Canadian, I went, oh, you know what they're like. And now I'm all Team Maria.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I am too.
Well, she also had to go against
Maria.
I am Ave Maria.
Well, she had to go against Sydney, so she does look so much better when she has to be around her.
I mean, Sydney.
I like the confused face. She's always like this. But I didn't even say anything.
Yeah,
I
know. She does that well.
I mean, she's actually right because this is the stupidest feud.
Oh, yeah.
This is the most
Did you tell someone off? Yes, when they were being mean to me, I defended myself.
Yeah.
Bully.
Well, that's the thing. Sydney's in a fight with herself because she keeps being like, what do you want from me?
Oh, my God.
What else can I do?
This is
and it's like, you're talking to a mirror.
This is her full monologue
to get to
paradise. This
I don't think she'll get to paradise.
I think she might be too insane. And like, I honestly couldn't tell if she was like being delusional.
She's not paradise material.
No, Maria and Sydney will both go to paradise.
Yes.
If one goes the
We're
other
talking about heaven, right?
Yeah.
They're going to pass away and go to heaven.
Yeah, yeah.
When a bachelor dies, he goes to paradise. Yeah.
Yes, when a Love Island contestant dies, they go to purgatory.
Yeah.
So here we are. We are starting out. We're in Malta.
They do that. The little preview they do at the beginning, I'm getting
preview.
Into more and more.
You like the negative preview.
I like the cold open.
About 5 years ago, there was a thing that went around the internet that I died in a car crash in Malta.
Wow.
And it got to me really quickly.
Wow.
And it was like, the picture was me being interviewed by TMZ next to a baggage carousel. with my hair all
heavy
like,
packer yeah. Jim Jeffries gone to paradise
and it named the type of car and the locate. There was someone I think with my name who died and
that's wild.
Also not great.
Anyway, so went I've never been to Malta, but it looks lovely.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
But anyway, so when I died, someone sent it to me right away.
When I died
within 15 minutes of this coming out. I wrote, hey, I'm not dead.
Who do you email?
Yeah, I just put it on my social media. Like, hey, I'm not dead.
Emailed the president.
If I had my time over, I would have given it 6 hours. What's going on? I've had my phone off.
And watch the memorialization of yourself. One of the greatest of all time.
I got about 3 comments. Oh, that's so sad. And then I fucking nipped it in the bud.
You could have had
anyone that ever took a photo with you be like, it's wild.
Jim was so great.
It's wild how quickly people want to capitalize on having been next to somebody that was once alive and is no longer alive.
Oh, yeah, very quickly.
I loved Alcoholicost.
I love it.
His drunk is special.
I felt so seen. I felt so seen.
God.
Okay, so we're in really Malta, and Joey says, if you're bringing someone to the Alta, you have to hang out in Malta. It's punny. Did that hurt your feelings, Jim?
Why? What?
It just as a comedian. Was that hard
I don't.
To hear?
Well, I love a good pun.
Okay, great.
I'm not anti the pun.
Okay, great. So they are. Lexi gets a date.
It's not really a pun, though.
No.
It's just rhyming words. A pun would be that he'd have to do a play on the word.
Yeah.
Yes.
This yeah, like a Malter ego.
It's just a saying.
Yes. Yeah. He just rhymed.
He's just talking.
He's just talking.
It was good that Jim did the double back. He's like, but one more thing, Arden.
So they go on a date. He's going with Lexi.
Which went great.
Great.
Yes, that's not a pun either.
just an observation, really.
That's very punny. Is your next special called He's So Punny?
Yeah. That's a pun.
That's a pun. So they go on a date, and we find out his first thing when he travels, he loves history. Do you believe that?
No.
Yes. That's why he went out there to see all the tennis courts of Maui.
Yeah.
He's like an archaeologist.
Yeah,
now.
He really is. Yeah, he's like if Pete Sampras was Indiana Jones.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be a hairy ass Indiana Jones. Younger people won't know that, but he was a hairy man.
He was
Pete
a hairy
Sampras.
Man. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And then the hairline betrayed him, too.
And he married the hot girl from Billy Madison.
Yes.
She never acted again.
Yeah. What was going on with that?
She was like, we have enough money. I don't need to.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to take you and put you on a shelf, an elf on a shelf. Wow. Well, we find out.
Two of them must just be sitting in the house right now going, you're hairy, you're pretty.
That's what keeps us together. CBS Thursday.
Maybe she's hairy and they stick together like Velcro.
They can't leave.
They cannot leave. Yeah. They're entwined.
Carries her around like a baby Bjorn.
She hasn't been waxed in years.
She does that like party trick where she runs and jumps into his chest on a trampoline.
Like, there you go. There's our visual for our. So then we have Joey says to her, "I feel safe and seen with Lexi." Is that not the most? Like 22-year-old man version. Like, I feel just very safe and seen. Have you ever said to a woman, I feel safe and seen by you?
This episode has so many cliche. how many people are going to say, this is my truth?
I know.
This episode. I just want to speak my truth. I just want one of them just to go, that one was a lie.
I'm lying.
Yeah, I just feel very seen by you. I feel very seen. Very intentional, my intentionality.
I think at the end you gave her a necklace with half a heart and then he had half a heart so that when they get back together.
Yeah. BFFs.
They feel very like, they're pretty cute.
They are.
So, I like Lexi.
Yes, I like her too.
Lexi's got a little bit of the... I'm going to talk about it. She looks a little bit like Lana Rhodes, the porn star, which I'm a big fan of both.
Oh, okay.
He didn't say that. That wasn't his truth.
Yes.
Yeah, he should have said that.
Yeah, he was
thinking. You know what I like? Yeah. Let me show you.
Yeah. I know we're not allowed to have phones. Yeah, but...
Yeah. We think her baby might be Blake Griffin.
Wait, is that real?
That's amazing.
No, sure. It was one of the nets, and the baby looks a lot like that.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Have a Google.
Well, that's like Prince Harry. Prince Harry was allegedly the son of Diana's Polo instructor. And if you look at him, he looks just like the guy.
Yes.
Okay, so then...
And Polo instructors love to fuck. We know that.
Yeah. We know that.
He was a major in the army. He was something else.
Yes. Yeah.
He's like a bodyguard or something.
So then...
Stuff.
Oh, that's cool. So Lexi, they go to a church and she's like, wow, this is just really moving. I just feel really choked up. I'm emotional. It reminds me of my grandfather. He died. He was a painter. He would have loved. You cannot get through without lots of little a candy trail of trauma.
And when you say painter, Did he paint pictures or houses?
Yeah.
Or pictures of houses.
What did he paint? Yeah. Interior flat was his favorite style.
Yeah. Eggshell. Yeah, egg He's an eggshell guy. Yeah. He's a Sherman Williams. She's like, I just feel very emotional. It's just a very emotional experience. That's just very special for me.
Mm. Yeah, it feels like this, like sort of to what Jim was saying, like they... is there more unloading this season than normal? Yes. I feel like everyone is like, because I feel
younger.
Like Joey
they're
has the
younger.
Catchphrase of, thanks for sharing that with, like every time.
My brother has become obsessed with how much coaching these guys have to get in order to actively, he's like, because men are not naturally like this in tune.
I know more about Lexi's endometriosis than I do about my own.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
So then she's like, you know, I'm very excited. I want to talk to you about a sensitive topic. And then we meet the priest David. The priest David is incredible. And he's like, you can name your baby after me, which feels weird.
It also feels weird to ask a priest, what is the key to a successful union? You're like, I don't know. Jacking off a lot? That's all I can do.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
He's like, to be happy, you're a couple who looks good together. Are you ready for a family? I think they're like...
She must... In retrospect, that question for her was probably... Like,
I think that was producers.
They told them... Yeah. You know they made that priest. Like, they had that priest in their pocket.
You look like you'd make handsome sons.
No one here has endometriosis, do they? They handed me the card.
I'm just making sure you don't have endometriosis.
Nobody has endometriosis, do they? I'm assuming the silence says no. What a litter you'll have.
Litter.
Wow.
So then she's worried that he's not going to want her. Meanwhile, there's a card that arrives.
Meanwhile, when you get to my age, you're like this. You can't get pregnant, you say. We can stop the show now.
There'll be no more specialists. We're happy with God's plan.
We could adopt a puppy.
So meanwhile, the group date card gets handed out. We find out, Sydney and Maria are not. Sydney also claims that she's starting to feel sick because of the stress of dealing with Maria.
Which we haven't seen 1 second of.
It's insane.
There's no footage.
No footage. She's making herself sick. All these cameras are missing every time.
She's crying and she goes, I am sick of being disrespected. It is not fair. I don't deserve this. This is too much for one person to handle. We're like, what are you even talking about?
I'm a bit disappointed in the other women not sticking up for Maria. Because they've all gone, Maria's not important. But just someone. And I'm not saying to him.
Just in the group.
I think.
What the fuck's going on?
Yeah. What did she do?
What did she do?
She was too sexy.
Why don't you go tell him I'm a bitch as well? Off you go. Off you go. Say we all are. Go on.
Go, Sydney.
All she did was be too sexy and change into something more comfortable.
She should keep saying she's going to slip into something more comfortable over and over again.
And then just keep coming out and wild.
Eventually
like,
naked.
Yeah, pasties. Yeah. And like, yes. Yeah. Like, so I think the
have sex with Sydney, slip into something uncomfortable.
Oh my God.
Okay, so then off we go.
It's a barn burner.
Okay, so then Sydney, alcoholicost. So then she goes, we're on the date with Joey and Lexi, and she's like, you know, I'm going to open up. I haven't been that open with my emotions. Normally, it's just been work. It's very rare that you actually hear any of these contestants talk about work.
Yeah.
What is her job?
She was the summer program at MIT.
Oh.
Wait, really?
You don't remember?
It says that she's a digital strategist.
We made fun of it, but the reality is
she's smart as
MIT
shit.
MIT is pretty cool.
She went to MIT?
Remember, we made fun of it because it was just
then
summer
why does
program.
It, why does it sound like she's an influencer when it says digital strategist?
No, she actually went to MITTS.
If someone told me
it's a Michigan school.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what that is.
Digital strategist could be like,
it could be a bunch of, I wouldn't know what that is.
Okay.
Like you work in marketing and you're trying to strategize how to basically sell us lip gloss.
Okay, all right. Okay, so she went to New York and she was at her job and she got ill. And then...
Endometriosis?
Stage five.
Yeah, that's airborne.
It's stage five. Now, look, A lot of people have
it. It can be very serious. You have some women have to get hysterectomies because it's
my mother hadn't had an hysterectomy. Yeah.
Shouldn't it be called a hysterectomy? Am I just yas queening?
I feel very seen. Thank you. I feel seen.
Just for me, I just think it's so mansplaining.
If we've learned anything from herstory.
Yeah. That's, Jim and I also believe it should be called that. The super ally over here. We're both really big allies. Whatever.
This is our feminist episode.
Yeah, well, listen, it's time.
This is our Women with a Y episode with Jim and Karen.
Yeah, this is gross.
So, okay, so they go and she found out, so she may not be able to have her own kids, which is sad, but no, this... that's a lot to unpack.
But may not.
That's
be
the thing
able.
I'm also yeah. like. Yeah. It feels like
if
a
I,
lot to
if
share.
If I've learned
this...
anything about women, Neville, a lot of them have had cysts on ovaries. There's a lot of.
Yes, I have endometriosis.
There's like a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. Yes.
You should have told that. Us that the first time we did the podcast.
That I have endometriosis. But it's,
coming out of nowhere right now.
A lot of people
can
have
I break up with our friendship?
Yeah. I can't finish recording.
I can't be in a relationship with someone with endometriosis.
Well, like, the allies turn so quick.
I'm like Lexi's ex-boyfriend who just left us. Surely there must have been other reasons.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Also, I used to throw plates at him.
I stole his phone. But it was definitely the endometriosis. Yeah.
So... I stole his phone. But like,
it's a lot to say.
Worst case scenario, you can also like get eggs and like maybe there's like
I reckon on Lexi's phone you put the word E and then auto spells endometriosis.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I'm not trying to downplay it and it sounds like hers is very severe, but she still sounds like hers was really bad.
It sounds like also she really wants kids. She probably wants to be able to carry children.
Yes, I understand that. I get that. It's not gonna be an easy ride.
It's
gonna be complicated.
When you are in this situation, like you get your one-on-one time with the person, they feel like they have to unload everything.
It's also, am I crazy?
You reel them into the boat, and then you do the endometriosis.
That's exactly.
And then under a breath at the end, she went, and I have AIDS.
Yeah. Also, incurable AIDS. Can we get the check? Do we have to pay even?
Oh,
I don't think we do.
Damn.
And I murdered. We should go.
I feel like... Yeah, it feels like to me. I agree with you. Like, does he need to know this date one? Because it's also not a guarantee that she can. Like,
I would. Yeah.
Well, no one knows how his sperm's working.
He lives with his sister.
And he hasn't gotten her pregnant once.
Yeah. No, it's unbelievable. Which is against Arkansas law.
I feel. I feel like. Why don't you just go have fun? See if you guys have a vibe.
Get him in.
And then date. Seven.
They went to a church. The priest talked about family, and now she's like, "I can't have kids." And it's like, "I don't know your last name."
Maybe,
and he lives
maybe.
With his. There's a lot of complications to come after the show.
Yes, it feels like again to me as your dating coach, unofficially, just save it till date seven, nine, ten, the double digits.
Also, do you want to have kids with Joey?
Yeah, that's a really fair pushback too.
Because that used to be the thing about the Bachelor. They were eligible bachelors, not just good-looking bachelors.
Yeah, it's true.
They were eligible bachelors.
I'm not saying
that women should date men with money, but ambition,
something
ambition
else.
Is a sexy thing.
Yes.
Someone with drive.
Yeah.
A tennis coach in Maui.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, I mean...
Come on now.
He quit. He's not even in Maui anymore. He lives with his sister in Pennsylvania.
No one's living in Maui anymore. I don't want to get dark with this whole thing, but like it's
Pennsylvania tennis coach does have less of a ring though, doesn't it?
Okay, yeah. So
that's like endometriosis of the job.
Okay, so okay, so then she feels called to be a mother. She's tearing up. He does the thumb tear wipe. And then he looked shocked. He's like, "Well, this is heavy. It's a lot to take in. This is a lot to handle, but it doesn't scare me."
She's 30, so she's not that old.
There's a lot of other ways to create a family. There's so much more to Lexi than that. She's crying. She goes, "I feel so seen." Everybody's feeling seen and safe.
When you look like Lexi, you've been seen.
Yeah,
don't worry.
True. Yeah. Especially by Blake Griffin.
I see you, Lexi.
Yeah. I feel seen.
All right, any final things before we take a break on Lexi? Do you think Lexi's going to win, Jim?
I do.
You do?
I think Lexi's a front runner. Or the girl with the cochlear implant.
Daisy. I think she's going to be our next bachelorette. I think she's going to be number two. And I think she's going to be the Christmas tree farm bachelorette.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And they'll bring in a whole lot of DJs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts? Gareth, do you think she's going
to
win?
To that shit, really?
No, I don't think. I don't think she will win.
Okay.
No. Who do you think will win?
I think it's going to be. I mean, honestly, Maria, I think has a good shot.
Wow.
Wait, are you for real?
Yeah. Sexy never wins.
Really?
Sexy never wins.
Can we all just talk about how has Jess lasted so long?
Jess,
she's the one that like was kind of a troublemaker on the first night.
She's calmed down.
She got the first impression right.
She's nuts. Calmed down.
She got the first impression
right. The first night, she made out with him and then went and said, "I kissed him." And I was
kissy
like,
poo, kissy poo.
Yeah, and then I think she was more of a Sydney girl because when Sydney later on, I don't want to ruin anything, but then she seemed a little bit like,
she calmed down.
Sorry, go on.
Oh, no. I'd say Kelsey T.
Both Kelseys.
Yeah, the Kelsey.
I was just going to say, he really likes both Kelseys. Kelsey A keeps surprising me because I feel like we don't see them talk.
Yes.
And then when they do he's just like, I like you so much.
Yeah, he likes both
We're
Kelseys.
So perfect together. And I'm like, we haven't seen you speak, though. It's very strange.
KT Money, Dr. Benene, any final thoughts on Lexi and the date? And how far do you think she'll go?
I think she'll make it far. I don't think she'll win. They seem to like each other, but they seem to not like... It seems like they're both not letting their guards down or something.
Okay.
I think she'll at least get to Fantasy Suites.
Okay, great.
I think he's very attracted to her.
All right.
I still think Daisy.
Okay.
I think Daisy's
adorable. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Oh, Bone Zone.
Time for the Bone Zone.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone,
AutoZone. So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
And we're back. It's the group date, guys, and it is sausage to the face on a carousel with a knight with a crazy accent.
That's the normal date that I do, but not group.
Yeah. Sausage. Don't bite it.
Yeah. Just let it hit you in the face.
Now for a bit of cheese.
Let's be honest. That's all that was.
Oh, yes. Completely.
Completely what it was.
Yes.
I mean, Gareth, you were saying you feel like they've run out of ideas. That this is.
Well, this was just very base. They were just really like, let's make it look like cocks are hitting them for a little while. What do you think?
I'm looking forward to the Bachelorette when all the men are going to be hit by wet socks.
Step up to the oyster wheel, boys.
Shuckle.
So
the shuck and fuck. All right, fellas.
Yep.
Get your tongues out there.
The
juice them up, boys. There's a bunch of guys after doing their confessionals. Like, I mean, it's getting close, but I was unable to answer the question. I think he liked what I did.
It was a bit of grit in mine.
It's like through the beat.
So they have there is the night that Daisy gets horny for topless Joey.
Yeah.
I appreciate. Now we were disagreeing. I feel that he does not like having his shirt off.
Yeah, I feel like he's conned you.
No.
They have not.
He likes having his shirt off. Yeah. He does it when he plays tennis.
Yeah, but he put it back on. And
but he likes making you think he doesn't like it.
He's the first one that has not done the shower scene.
Yeah but
the way he was standing, he was like almost standing, like covering his.
And then
body.
He said, no, and then he called himself like the pocket size version. I think he feels not as big as like.
No,
Claytor.
He's being charming.
Quick question: when are we bringing back his uncle who says Joey's a fraud?
I'm sure we'll see him.
And how does he redeem himself?
Just from the mountain, the castle.
Ah, yeah, I trust him now. What was the thing he said? He's like
his uncle completely boned him.
Yeah, he said
he was you're not being yourself.
Are you seeing the real Joey? Or
he's not
like
being himself. See? He's feeling very fake. Like
he's conning.
Yeah,
he's pretending he does. When you look like that, your shirt comes off and it's okay.
I think that guys are much more self-conscious now because of reels and TikTok and shit like that.
I think so too.
Chubby guys.
But the thing is, like, he's not like
real men.
He's not super tall. He's not super buff. He's fit.
I think guys feel like they're supposed to be super overdeveloped now.
I don't have a good body. I don't show it, but my hands.
Yeah, Jim's got great paws.
I leave them out even when it's cold.
Yeah.
What an idiot. This fool.
Jim's blue hands. Jim. No. Let him see the show.
This fool is just placing.
Yeah, just putting both his hands out. Have you had a minute to look at the menu, honey? Jim, stop.
What
an idiot.
I put a lot of effort into it.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry about this one. It has a wedding ring on it.
Don't worry about this one. How'd that get on there? This one is a wedding. That's funny. Huh. Weird. Well, anyway, so they go. They have to then go stare into Joey's eyes.
Weird, too.
What was the point of that?
And then there was a kid. They started kissing. Daisy kiss. They all just start kissing. Kelsey kiss. They're just like kissing him. And then I'm sure if you went early, you're like, fuck, I should have kissed.
Yeah.
It just feels like a lot of herpes, even though I know they test.
I don't know.
It's a lot of tongues in a row.
No, they don't have it.
No. Well, at the end, they do.
None of them have it.
No, they test.
No one has an STD.
They all test.
They've got to have
Well, that's why I'm
They've
not
got to have HPV. Everyone's
got
that
one. Yeah,
they do.
Yeah,
everybody has HPV.
They make sure everyone has it.
HPV. Our generation, the younger folks.
Yeah.
No, we got vaccinated.
Yeah, they got vaccinated.
I was one of the first groups to get
that's
vaccinated.
That's what you're
so you don't have it.
No, I got vaccinated.
Whoa, must be nice.
That's nice.
You're missing out.
That's why I married someone younger than me. For my safety.
Yeah, for your safety.
I didn't need those older women killing me.
For my safety.
Older women killing you with HPV.
That's how Michael Douglas died.
Michael Douglas got the throat cancer.
That's how Michael Douglas died.
In fact, I'm very hoarse.
I'm starting a rumor that you died from HPV.
Oh, my God. In Malta.
In Malta. You know, the worst thing was in Malta, it was a car accident, but it was a Peugeot 206. And I'm like, I'm doing all right.
Really?
I would have rented a sedan, surely.
Okay.
With a suitcase full of cocaine while receiving a blowjob. Jim Jefferies has left us. Off to paradise.
In a Ford Tourist.
That'd be me. A Suzuki sidekick with no motor. Gareth Reynolds is found dead.
The coroner report has come in, bullet wound to the head and HPV.
Jim did have HPV. Real bad, too. So much of it.
HP, very funny. That's his next special. Thank you. Okay, that's funny. So then we do the Autumn is feeling tender. She's getting nervous. They have the sausage wheel. Mm-hmm. There's a lot
of cheating at the wheel, too.
There's a lot of cheating that bothered
a lot of
me.
Don't use your hand when you're told to use your mouth. I'm
a big cheater. I don't like a cheater.
I don't like cheating either.
And they were
wet sausages. Of course.
And they got hit in the face, and then Autumn gave it her all, and she won. And then he just took her aside and just made out with her by over the water.
Yeah. Yeah. You get extra time to talk, and then they just talk for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's when he fell in love with one of them.
Yeah, it might have been.
Sausage slapped into her
face. Yeah, that was it.
And we're, yeah. I like her.
That was
she's,
it.
She's competitive.
She really, yeah.
I could tell she was there for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sausages of
that's
HPV.
What he said. He's like, she really tried and that mattered to me.
I always think like, that, but I always think the same is like, you watch Hell's Kitchen and Gordon Ramsay's choosing his chef for his next restaurant.
Yeah.
Jump in this bowl of sludge and get an ingredient out from the bottom. So I want to see who's going to be my next chef.
That's true.
You can work in London. That's so true.
So they go to a little after party, and he's with Daisy, and they want a boy and a girl. It's going to be Emily for the girl, and she's like, Emily, I like Colette. We'll call her Coco. Mm. And Ocean and Coco.
Jesus Christ.
Ocean.
Ocean.
I'm not a fan of what's happening there.
Ocean and Coco.
Ocean.
Not great.
You don't want Ocean and Coco?
That sounds like a lot of beverages.
Yeah, yeah, it really does.
Ocean and Coco. And then he goes, Daisy makes me feel special, but at least he didn't feel seen. Mm. He felt special with Daisy. I think Daisy might win. They were naming their kid. They feel the most like a couple.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she's going to have a heartbroken. I think she's going to be number two. I think she's going to be Bachelorette.
Who do you think's going to win?
I think Kelsey A.
I think the name Coco is extremely easy to lip read. So I can see what she's
Yeah, that's what she's going
there
with.
There you go.
But Ocean, that's a tough one.
That's a tough one. Yeah,
Cococular.
Cococular.
Yeah, there you go.
So then Kelsey said, he tells Kelsey, I look around and I always see like... He's
Kelsey
like,
T.
Kelsey
Also with Daisy, you'd get that discount price on the Christmas tree. So you got to think of that because that comes around every year and it comes around earlier.
Yes, you get the discount.
Yeah.
Not even the discount. I reckon you just get one.
Yeah.
I reckon the dad would just give you
They would just get one. And trees are not cheap. I get a real one every year for my party and they are not cheap.
Oh, I got a real big one this year. It was like $900.
They're a lot.
It was 14 feet. I got a monster. I thought I'm going to go for it.
They're a lot.
Get the cunt out of the house, mate.
Wow. Yeah,
it was
a lot.
It was easy when it came in because they had it all.
Tubular.
But getting it out was.
It's hard.
I ruined my door frame.
Sure.
We sold the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just left it in there. You just locked it up.
Abandoned it.
I made it a beam.
Yeah. Strange, Jim.
Yeah.
I have to water my house daily.
$900.
That's a lot. They're a lot.
They're a lot.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I get like a 9-footer.
I have the fake one.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
They're hard. They're big to store, the fake ones.
Yeah, you figured it out.
Okay, great. So, he said that Kelsey A, he was like, I look around. I can't stop focusing on you. He likes Kelsey A.
Yeah.
She seems actually kind of cool and real.
I like her.
Yeah.
I picked her because she felt built in a lab from the draft picks, but she actually feels very real to me.
No, I think Kelsey is a nice girl.
Me too. I like her. I think she could win.
Yeah.
We never see her on the show, which means she's normal.
Oh, I got
which is good.
I was at the Comedy Store last night.
Stop bragging.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't approach her. Katie Thurston was there. I was too nervous.
Was she doing stand-up?
She's doing stand-up. Not in the big room where I was doing
stand-up. No. There's other
she's in the belly room?
No one said that.
She was belly room.
There's other room.
Did you get starstruck when you saw her?
I saw her in the hallway. Yeah.
How tall is she? I bet she's little.
She's small, yeah, she's short.
Was she cute?
I didn't say anything, no, I didn't say
That would be great if you did. I'm a huge fan.
Of your comedy.
I reference her in my special, one of my specials.
I'm a huge fan of your comedy.
I do a Bachelor episode, I reference her. So I had an in.
Yes.
We got to get her. Oh, we're doing a Bro Diego
live.
We're going to go down to San Diego. We're going to the belly of the beast. We're doing it.
San Diego.
We're going to do a San Diego Bro Diego live show. And we got to get Katie. We're going to get all the bros.
Right?
April 6th at Mike Drop Comedy. We're going to do an afternoon show. It's a Saturday at 2:00. That way we can go out after. Get your tickets.
Great showtime for performers.
Well, we could do nighttime, but I felt like afternoon.
And you got your day's done.
The podcast.
Sometimes they'll give me a 4:30 and I'll be like, what? And then I'm done. I'm like, this is the best.
I used to start my comedy shows at 9:00.
Yeah.
In my 30s. About 35, I changed it to 8:00.
Yes.
Now
I'm 7:00.
Yeah.
Yes.
And all my fan base is about my age with kids as well. 6:00. People are coming up thanking me.
6:00 could work.
Oh.
Yeah.
6:00 could work.
Like... 10 a.m.
Should I ask for the 9:30? We could have done 9:30, but I feel like we would want to come back. Because we could also come back.
It's Saturday, too.
This is perfect.
Because we can also come home that night.
Yeah.
Because it's in San Diego. Yeah. We can go out. And we, also all the
the bros, we could go get a drink afterward with all the bros.
In the gaslighting district.
Yeah,
in
the gaslighting district.
What is the club that is upstairs there? That's like, it's like in an, it's in the gaslighting district. It's upstairs.
Oh,
is
it
in a hotel?
Madhouse?
I can't remember. I've done that one, and I remember walking back to the hotel and just seeing gals in little black dresses throwing up into trash cans on every corner.
It's,
every corner.
It's a great spot.
That was an art installation.
Yeah. It was a Banksy.
And then I went to the 7-Eleven like for a snack late at night, and the poor gentleman who was working at the 7-Eleven.
Oh, those poor guys.
It was literally like a bunch of white frat dudes just being super racist to this poor guy that was working at 7-Eleven.
It was good to see Brighton again.
Yeah. Right? So come to
I know you like Brighton.
He came to did our show.
I know. I'm a Brighton fan.
We all love Brayden. So get your tickets. We'll put it on our website on rosepodcast.vodka. It'll be on my Instagram link. You can go. It'll be at Mike Drop Comedy April 6th. Bro
Not
Diego.
Since Mr. T have I seen such good earring game.
Oh, that's true. Really goes for it.
I made him earrings of he and Christine. I made Shrinky Dink earrings of them, and she wore them.
Yeah.
Okay. He was sweet.
He was great.
He was really sweet. Okay. So here we go. So then he's talking.
Nothing
to
like melted plastic on your head.
It really was. Go.
Whatever was that invention, Shrinky Dinks.
You better write it down.
You get a big thing, you put it in the oven.
Yeah.
It smelt toxic.
Yeah.
It was toxic.
Yeah, and then you got it out as a kid.
Hey, now it sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you better write down. I might make you a Shrinky Dink.
And then they thought, oh, what can we do? They got these little sponges. You put in water, they got bigger.
That was great.
You made a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Now I want something that's medium size that goes to slightly small.
Yeah.
Or stays the same size.
Stays the same.
Whoa.
My mind is blown.
Whoa.
Okay, so he's talking to Rachel, who has her glasses on, and he pulls out his glasses.
Oh, right.
That was cute.
Yeah.
Sure.
That was cute.
So they're both nerds.
And then she says, what do you need from me? When you say, what do you need from me? It's like, you're trying to get a connection. He's like, basically, could you be as hot as Lexi? You know what I mean? It's like, like if you have to ask that, he's like, you know, he's like, I like, it's simple. I'm a simple dude. Quality time, actions. She's like, I like, you know, kissing. It was just like, what are your love language?
Oh, right.
I can't. Meanwhile, Jess says, I can feel myself falling for you. It feels so right.
You don't want Jess to fall over.
She's annoying.
I feel like she'd be like a turtle just rolling around. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's annoying.
She is annoying.
She is.
Yes. And then
and every time she's annoying.
And then
and they like her. Like the producers like her.
She'll be on Paradise.
Oh, no, right. She's good enough, Telly.
Yeah.
Kelsey T, he seems to like, as you were saying. And then she got the group date rose.
Yep. I like her.
I like her too.
All the Kelseys are good.
Yep.
Yeah. Any final thing before we take a break? That was sort of the sausage thing was entertaining. The guys.
It was.
Accent.
I did like that they did like a night evaluation after all of it, and like we're claiming like the reason why you've won, but it's just so stupid.
Yes, this guy. It was his accent was wild, and I loved it. I loved it.
Maltese, right?
He was Maltese.
Mm. Yeah.
That's also where they were at. Captain Sandy was there on Below Deck Med. They were in Malta.
Yeah, they were. Didn't see her. She didn't like sausage in the face.
No.
No. It's not her thing.
No, Captain Sandy.
She liked the, what was it, the oyster? What was
she
it?
Likes the clam
was,
wheel.
What
the clam
was
wheel.
The spinning, what were they spinning the sausages on? What was that?
It felt like,
it was like a tetter ball.
Yeah, it looked like, it looked like a laundry,
Australia,
like a
we have an invention called the Hills Hoist, which is a clothesline in your
back. I think that's what it was.
Yeah,
I think it was a Hills Hoist. And it's a spinning clothes dryer.
That's fun. I think that's what it was.
I think it was a Hills Hoist.
That's fun.
And so we used to play a game called Goon of Fortune, which is when you're
that's
a kid,
fun.
Where you get bladder of wine and you peg it to the clothesline. And all your friends stand underneath it. You spin until it comes underneath you, and then you
that's
spiral.
That's great.
Oh, well, that's nice. Fun.
It is a great country.
Goon of Fortune.
You really do have a good one.
That's how you do it.
We only had four TV channels, you see.
That's fun. I like that.
Very true.
I like that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
And then we used to slap ourselves in the face with sausages.
Bachelor Village.
In it for the money.
In it for the gram followers.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
We're back.
Okay.
Here we are. This is what we've all been waiting
for. The cage match.
Yeah, it's time.
Oh my God, the two-on-one.
Time to slip into something uncomfortable.
I mean, literally, the outfit. I'm like, Sydney, you're so unpleasant. And Maria's in the sexiest yellow dress.
Yep.
God, yeah.
She looks so hot. And I felt like Sydney came out in like culottes. And like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Maria comes from Canada, so she gets very little opportunity to wear the sexy outfit.
Oh my God.
She's been thinking about this her whole life.
As soon
life.
As the sun comes out, they come out. Yeah. She's ready
to
go.
I mean, she knows. She's got that Victoria F.
She's
hot.
Good.
She's hot.
She knows what she's doing. And Sydney, I don't think knows what she's doing.
Sydney,
she's not as malicious as Victoria.
No. But it's also like she's just very. There was no way the women were going to like
malicious
her.
Malicious is the wrong word. Manipulative.
Yeah. I think
is that better?
She's just.
Yes, I think it is.
Yeah, I think it
the
is.
Marginally.
Yeah. The women aren't going to like her because she's going to just be sexy, and that's going to be a threat.
Yeah.
And she's not going to hang with the other gals, but she's going to be kind of. But she's just going to out-sex anybody, and that's going to be threatening.
And she's like loud and kind of attracts attention.
Yeah.
You know, like not in like a bad way, but she's just like.
And
look,
she's sort of effortless.
She is sort of effortless.
The rest of them are doing their hair all the time, and she's just like, what?
Yeah. Hey. I came like this.
Well, that's why also people were mad because she was borrowing curling irons at the end. They're like, tell her to stop borrowing her curly. It's like, she didn't even travel with one. Like, she is sort of effortless.
Meanwhile, Sydney. Effort.
Oh my God. So Sydney's in like a little Lord Fauntleroy, like Oliver Twist outfit.
And hello, sir.
And Maria comes down.
May I have a date?
Yeah. It was brutal. And they stick them both on this.
The one crutch look was strange, I thought. I don't know why she did that. It didn't seem to make a lot of sense.
The tiny crutch.
Help me. May I have a date? Oh, I'm awful sick. I've got the cold cough.
They put them both on the front of this yacht.
Okay, that's the thing as well. Did they choose to sit there? I think
No.
Sit next to each other in front. Can I just go into the cabin? It's a bit windy out here.
No. Get the cattle prods.
Yeah, no.
Stay there, girls. Stay there.
What if I need to wee?
Just go.
They didn't use the yacht.
No.
Like,
no.
Why were they on a yacht?
It was to get them to the grotto.
But then he arrived
like
on a
Miami
tiny
Vice.
Boat.
Yeah.
It was just so odd.
They were like, well, so this yacht can't
they should have made them row together.
Yeah, they had to work together.
It was so
one
awkward.
One or each. Yeah.
It was literally so awkward. And then Sydney, she goes, spending the whole day with Maria is like spending it with the devil. It's like,
oh my God.
And they're going to go explore the Blue Grotto. And then this buzzkill is like, I'm claustrophobic. Like,
she's such a wet noodle.
You're such a fucking dud. Like, just get an Ativan and go with it. Like, just
get an Ativan.
Just figure it out. Just like, don't.
Something bit me, Joey.
Don't underestimate being a fun hang.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, just be fun. Be a little bit cool. Don't underestimate that. Most people aren't fun. If you could just kind of hang. Yeah.
Just be like, it's beautiful.
Who gives a shit?
It's the Ringo Starr theory, right? Ringo Starr wasn't the best drummer in the world. But if you watch that Get Back documentary, that cunt could hang with anyone.
Yeah.
And they all loved him.
And they all loved him. The rest of them were all fine. Okay, we're doing another song.
Yeah. You're
right. Don't underestimate
it. You had to deal with all the ego.
You needed an easy hang.
There's some comedians who have made a whole career out of being support acts for people, and they're not the best comedian in the world, but they're easy.
They'll eat anywhere.
They're fun to travel with.
You're in the dressing room. They're fun to be on the plane.
They'll give you tags.
Right. That actually makes sense.
You need to be capable and an easy hang. That's the big thing. If you're amazing and a shit hang, the amazing can fuck off.
No, the easy, like, and a fun hang, if you're actually, if you're actually like an additive hang, that is
that's huge.
Because that's 90% of the time, you know? Like, that's the bulk of it. And to be with somebody that's a drip who, like,
you ever been in a relationship where the sex is amazing, but then your brain goes like this, it's only 10 minutes of the day.
Yeah. And the leading up to it, you're like, this could work. And then after it, you're like, I got to get my stuff. I can move it out when she's at her mom's. And I'll just leave a weird note. Yeah, I'll take some shrapnel for a couple years. But whatever. It doesn't
define
me.
I have endometriosis.
Yeah, it's me.
She'll break up with me.
I have endometriotris.
Endometriopenis.
Endometriopenis. It's all knotted up. Chad, you just tied your dick in a knot. Look at it. I can't live like this.
Endometriosis.
That's my special. My blackout special.
That's your special.
People are like, this is horrible. I don't know. We started with a title, which was a bad idea for them. It really should go better.
So then, Maria is, she knows how to do it. Yeah. She's giggling. She's having fun.
And Cindy was like this, I don't feel in the mood to be having fun. Yeah. What this person's put me through.
She really helps Maria by being the worst.
Maria knows to play the part of like, well, I'll just treat it like a normal date.
Yeah.
She goes, take me to Italy. And she goes, she starts giggling. She goes, take your shirt off. Like, she's just, she knows
and
the
card. And Cindy's like, stop it. My ears hurt. The sun's so bright.
So then she
I
goes.
Bet they're missing her in Canada.
Yeah.
Sydney goes.
Oh, where's Maria going?
Sydney goes. I have stomach.
Anyone seen her?
I have stomach.
She said she was going to slip into something more comfortable 6 months ago.
Yeah.
She hadn't been back, eh?
Maybe a smaller anorak.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Tie into your coat.
I gotta write that down.
What do they call the toque? The toques.
The toques, yeah. Get on board. Stop it, Canada. We're done with you and toques.
Okay, the toques.
Enough.
The toques.
You have a hat? You mean a toque? I'm out of here. I'm not gonna do this bullshit. It's a hat.
I'm not gonna do this bullshit.
You mean toques?
Okay, so then Sydney goes, I have stomach issues from her. She's just too much.
I just got endometriosis today.
She goes, I'm just
from Maria.
I'm claustrophobic. Maria, she's just a blood-sucking vampire.
I drank ocean water on accident, like a ton of it. I'm dying today, Jay. You need help.
I drank ocean water.
I drank too much ocean water when you guys are on your little date. Yeah. I'm really sick. Joey!
So then Sydney goes, well, Joey, this is tough for me. And he's like, Sydney, do you want to chat? And she goes, I am a wife for Joey. And he needs to know that Maria is not a wife for Joey.
She sure is acting like a wife. She goes, right away. Real naggy. It's not great. You know what I mean? Date two.
He feels like a wife of 20 years.
Yeah, like a soon-to-be ex-wife. That's really the vibe. So I heard you've been talking to other women. Yeah, I'm not a bachelor. That's interesting.
So then Maria started attacking me at the pool party.
She punched me.
She told me to shut the fuck up.
She told Leia to shut the fuck up.
Honestly. And she goes, so she told
Leia. She stabbed Leia.
Did we see that?
No, there's no footage.
No. It didn't happen.
That's why your point was so great of like, there's all these cameras filming.
Yeah.
She was just like, don't interrupt. I'm trying to talk to Sydney. But we didn't see her say shut the fuck up.
No.
Honestly, even if she did, who fucking cares?
Yeah. Honestly.
Shut the fuck up.
Leia fucking
sucks. You're allowed to stand up for yourself.
It turns out Leia sucks too. Like now. Well,
that's the thing. If you don't recall, Leia last episode, too. Leia was the one talking to Sydney, telling Sydney, go tell Joey.
Honestly, maybe you should shut the fuck up.
Leia
should shut the fuck up.
All right. right. Fucking, we're back.
I think Leia should shut the fuck up. Leia sucks.
Joey, if you don't believe me, you can shut the fuck up as well.
As well, yes. Put your shirt on and shut the fuck up. Enough. I'm sick of your shit. Changing the rhetoric of this show.
So then she's like, look, she started attacking me. She's a tattletale. And then he's like, she's like, you don't want her for a wife. Joey, there are, he's like, well, you know, this is making me really confused. It makes me uncomfortable. So then he comes and he apologizes to Maria. He's like, I'm sorry. I know this is not how you want to spend your time. And she's a little, she's so smart. She's sort of like, she's like, fuck this. You know, like, I, you know what? I felt really fucked up in LA. This is pissing me off to be here. It worries me. He's like, well, I need to make sure that I'm just asking the right questions. She is so much more powerful than Joey.
Yes. And yeah. She's walking all over.
Yeah.
She's controlling.
Better tennis player as well.
Yeah.
Yep, much better. Yeah. Yeah.
So then he said, I heard that you said to Leia to shut the fuck up. And he's like, so it sounds like you asked her no questions. Like you just asked her no question. Like
no.
There were cameras. And he's like, look, I'm not expecting you all to be friends, but like, I just don't know. Is this? She goes, well, is this something you can look past? And he's like, I honestly don't know.
I honestly don't know.
Yeah. So weird.
So then Maria goes, look, I feel really shut down. She's a liar. She's like, you're telling that I said to Leia to shut the fuck up. You know there are cameras.
There are?
Yeah. She goes, I have no problems with anyone else but you. Why are you doing this?
Very valid question.
And
yeah.
She goes,
like,
and
chill out.
She goes, look, I can't stick around if Sydney's still going to be here. So, and he's like, okay, I'm going to ask one more question at dinner. So they go to dinner. Sydney, Maria's in a hot, like,
yes,
bandage dress.
Yes.
I also like before when they made the two girls sit there, they just put the rose in front of them.
Yes.
Even when he wasn't there,
yeah.
They just sit and look at it, girls.
Them. Yeah. Oh, he's like,
just remember where you are.
Yeah, I just snatch
it's like a loaded gun.
I've got it. And then I run down the beach. Ah!
His heart is mine.
And find me Neil Lane, and I'm going to get engaged right now.
I wish you were on The Bachelor badly. Oh, my
Someone
God.
Someone stole the rose.
My wife said I'm allowed to be on The Bachelor. She wants to watch me.
Oh, my God. I would love it.
Absolute chaos.
She goes, you can be on. She goes, you can have one kiss or whatever. She goes, I just want to see how you interact in that world.
Oh, my God. I want to see you.
Jim Jeffries. 47
years old. Yeah. Hello, everyone.
I think that's Jim Jeffries.
Yeah.
Isn't he married?
I want to speak to the girl. And Sydney's the new Bachelor. I'll go, Sydney. Sydney, one of the other men said, I'm not that old. And I felt bullied. He was 25.
I'm 47.
Oh, not the group date.
Have you seen
Dodgeball?
My hands? Have you seen my hands? Not that hand. That has a wedding ring on it.
We're boxing, are we? It's going to hurt. Thank God I got my wedding ring on.
I'm married, so...
When I was married, I had a dream that I accidentally signed up for The Bachelor, and one of the other people in the house was like, aren't you married? And I said, in my dream, I'm not married, which is like one of the
shows. There's a TV show that's on Tubi that me and the wife like to watch called First Dates, and it's from all around the world. And it's nice. Everyone's on their first date.
Wow.
You just see them. They're blind dates, and you feel hidden cameras. It's not like The Bachelor.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, so they have another season in Australia, and the network I work on in Australia, Channel 7. Hello, 7. Thanks for the work. Anyway, so Channel 7, we're having a new season of it. And my dad, they have young people dating, old people dating, gay people dating, whatever, you know, everybody's dating, right? And it's kind of sweet when they get the over 80s because they always have the, and then my wife died.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like they just want to come. And so my father is that guy, right?
Yes.
And I'm like... he doesn't have any dating apps or anything. I go. How about my dad goes on first dates?
Oh.
Like this, right? And I spoke to the network because it's the same producer as my show. I said, would you like?
Oh,
to,
they're gonna
do that? I said, I've got a great guy, and also he's my dad, so it's kind of a cool story.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. And then they went, yeah, we love it. Yeah, so I rang up my dad. And I said, Dad, how would you like to go?
Oh, wow.
How would you like to go on first dates? He goes, I watch that show. Sometimes it doesn't. But he goes, sometimes people come on with friends and they double date. He goes,
I'll do it if your Uncle Brian can do it.
Oh, my God. That's right? So cute.
Negotiating.
And Brian's 92. That's so cute. 84. And I'm like, they look like the two old cunts from the Muppets. Right? I'm like, and so I rang up and Uncle Brian, I rang him up. He agreed to it as well. And I ring the producer and I go, I got two great guys for you.
Wow.
My dad and my Uncle Brian are ready to do the show. They're in. Right? And they go, yeah, this is fantastic. They go, well, as long as neither of them are married, we won't have a problem. I went, fuck, Uncle Brian's married.
No.
I'd forgotten.
I like Brian's angle, too.
Yes.
I'm in.
Okay, I am. Uncle Brian's been married 3 times, each time for 20 years. He's good at it.
He's good at getting married.
He sticks
to it.
He is good at it.
So wait, will your dad do it without Uncle Brian?
No, it's off. No, it's off. You won't do it without Brian.
Can Brian get divorced?
Well, she could die. Anything could happen.
That's true.
We could inch towards that.
Even with 8 years left.
Yeah.
All right, here we are. Only because you have a hard out. I'm gonna keep going.
We got 30 minutes.
Okay, great. Joey has a hard out. Oh, I'll say. So then he's like, I have one question, Sydney. I'm curious. Do you think you could be a potential future wife with us?
Shut up!
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Then Cindy just sprayed mace in his face.
We're going home.
And then Maria asked, she's like, yeah, at first I could, but now I need clarity. You know, maybe. I like that. Maria has power.
She's doing well.
She knows how to do a little nagging. Like, yes. She knows how to be like, yeah, I might stay, but like, I got to learn a little more.
I reject the rose.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he goes, Sydney.
Try clean shaven.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like it.
Sydney.
Grow it back.
Yeah.
Can I say? I cannot give you this rose. And then he's like, she just freaks out. She's like, I do not think he knows the real her. She sucks.
Yeah. And then just project crazy. Yeah.
So then she got the rose.
So then Maria.
She makes up stuff that didn't happen.
So then Maria goes, oh my God, are you even being real? I'm freaking out. And then they bring out an opera singer who starts singing Ave Maria.
Now, did she have another song in her back pocket for a Sydney one?
Yeah. Right, a different artist, another opera singer.
Just like the song I Love LA, but with the word Sydney.
Yeah.
I love Sydney. We're probably not going to need you.
The suitcase PA.
Come to Malta. Yeah. Get hit with sausages.
What the hell is this? She's making it up.
There was no, I mean, this felt like a very, we haven't had a, I sort of miss the two-on-ones where people would get, like, they would be left on the island and the helicopter would leave, like, the couple would leave in a helicopter abandoned and the person would be abandoned by, like, the blowhole. Like,
pushed into a geyser.
You get pushed. Yeah. You remember when that Olivia was left by that blowhole in the island of pigs?
And then was that, I think, Ashley Eyes here where they just left someone, like, in Badlands, a canyon?
I think she was left
like,
in the Badlands.
You can't even leave. You have to wait
She's
for
died.
Them to come back and get you.
I think she got ditched. The suitcase PA went and took Sydney bag, which was much smaller than Maria's bag.
Yeah.
But you think Maria wears such skimpy outfits.
Yeah. I know you think. Bag.
Well, Sydney carries a lot of her baggage on person.
Also, Maria does have a lot of wardrobe changes.
Yeah, she does. That's right. Yeah, truly. You need to slip into something more comfortable again? 2 more times.
So then we have...
Do you pack for all seasons?
It depends where you're going. Like, they'll tell you if you need cold weather.
I guess if you make it to the final three.
So it's like, we're going to the Alps.
What? Fuck.
I've got bikinis.
Apparently, like, when they went to, like, Lapland, remember when he did a...
Lapland? The strip club?
Best strip club ever.
Yeah.
They that's where Raven allegedly lost her virginity
to... she had her first orgasm.
Something like that. They gave them the coats and the hats
and stuff
like that.
Yeah, I think they'll supply, like, hiking boots or, like, hats or, like, snowshoes.
They'll give them all, like, the same pom-pom hat.
Yeah.
So then Leah starts tearing up when they pull the suitcase because...
this was so dumb.
Okay, so Leah, turns out Leah fucking sucks.
Yeah.
She's too immature. Everything she did just like screamed like high
school. She's like 23.
She's very pretty, but...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, very she's annoying. A dud.
She said perspective eyes.
Okay, yes.
Oh, which was great.
So she goes... She goes,
from Hawaii. I always think of The Bachelor. I just be like, who lives up the road from me?
Yeah.
And the winner is...
Who's up the road from me? Jen and Jess.
It's a big deciding factor in all this.
He goes...
My wife gave me a second date because she lived half a mile away from me.
Oh, that's good.
That's great.
That's good.
She liked the first one. She goes, I gave you a second one because you were just up the road.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
It's good.
That's good.
In LA, that matters.
That does matter. Yeah.
The traffic's horrendous.
I'm not dating somebody in like Marina del Sol.
I could only get married to someone in the valley. That's it.
I have limitations.
That's it.
Yeah.
So he goes to Jen, who he went surfing with last week, who's real, real cute. They go and they put their feet in the pool. He's very self-conscious about his feet.
Yeah, he's doing it again. Yeah. He's doing the same thing.
You don't buy it.
No. It's what hot guys do.
I mean, he runs and plays tennis a lot. His feet are probably kind of
but it's like a real I have a lot of downside. I'm really complicated. Look at that toe. I hate when my shirt's off. I only have like 6 pounds. Embarrassed.
She said this.
Oh no, my dick's huge. Put it away. I can fuck forever. I didn't want anyone to know that.
My dick's huge.
I can't come unless you do. Everyone's just letting my dirty laundry out there.
I can fuck forever.
Oh, it's terrible. Sting taps me on the shoulder and says, give it a break. Oh, it's so hard.
So she says, I wanted to take you back to the water and let you know how safe and valued I felt. The safety, the scene.
Yeah, what is that?
Everybody's feeling safe and seen and valued. I can't.
I guess it's like a young...
I can't.
You can't
it's like
safe
a 25.
On reality TV.
I just cannot.
I keep on saying that I feel unseen, but... No one's noticed.
No,
did you guys hear something?
That's true. Huh?
Meanwhile, Funky Cole Medina, Funky Cole Medina gets Leia. She starts to be nice to Maria.
It appears she's enjoying herself, which is a red flag.
Yeah. Funky Cole Medina, who has sort of resting bitch face, starts to warm up, and she asks that she's nice to Maria, and then people are like,
Leia.
Oh, yeah. Leia's like pissed off. And somebody says to him, I have a hard time trusting because in high school, my parents got divorced. Oh, this was Medina. Yeah. I was really closed off. Yeah. My parents got divorced. And
very hard to let down your
brain. I felt like I was so fucked up for love. I have a hard time opening up. But it's just like.
Well, this has been a thing from Bachelor since the first episode that people are like, my last relationship was really. Yeah, that's why you broke up.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, regular shit.
My last relationship didn't work out. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you broke up.
You're on a reality show.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Paintballing for a rose. We know you're in
person.
A damaged spot.
Yeah, you're a hot person.
I
lost myself in that relationship. I found it hard to know who I was anymore.
You didn't feel seen?
I couldn't slip into anything more comfortable for almost a year.
Yeah.
So hard.
I didn't feel seen at all.
If my therapist was on this show, I would be like, I'm finding someone new.
100%.
Is she a therapist?
Yeah, she's
a...
therapist?
Medina.
Funky Cole Medina.
Moderna.
I would be like, Moderna, yeah. I'd be like, I'm not having
it. I'm a
Pfizer guy.
Yeah, sorry.
So they did the trust fall, and it was like 2 inches of falling backwards. That was the most... The shortest trust fall, and she's like, I fell. I trust you. Yeah. Oh, my God, I broke through my walls. Meanwhile... Maria is like teabagging grapes in the middle of the living room. She does know how to provoke the gals.
That's what I say. She's loud and like kind of funny and like she's just.
And that was her being quiet.
Yeah. And so like I think
she's
that's
like,
threatening.
She's literally like just deep throating a thing of grapes.
Mm-hmm.
And the women.
Hope the next place we go to is Sydney. Yeah.
And then Leia is like approaches Medina. She's like, "Can I talk to you for a second?
Is it Leia or Leia?
It's Leia.
Leia. Leia approaches Medina.
I can't remember.
She's like, "I just want to clear.
It's just Leia.
Yeah.
She goes, "I want to clear the air. I'm like having a hard time. It just feels like, it feels very confusing to me that you're being nice to Maria. Your narrative is just changing.
She killed Sydney earlier. You didn't hear?
And she's like, well, guess what? You don't have to understand. I actually feel like Funky Cole Medina handled it well.
Oh, my God. She's 31. Yeah. Leia is 23. And this is like such a mean girl vibe from high school of like, you are not with the clique. You did not write, I hate Maria on your hand.
She's
and your binder.
Sydney went
and
to bat like, for you, but do we see any footage of Medina asking Sydney to do that?
No. And like, I was just like, I felt bad for Medina because I was like, she was just like, please go away. Like, what the fuck?
She was like, and she didn't engage, which I was impressed
by.
And she didn't engage last week when Joey was trying to get her to name names.
She just keeps being put in the middle of
it. I mean, she's a
like,
drag.
What is happening?
She's not fun, but. but she doesn't get sucked in.
Yeah. She's 31. She's going to be dead soon.
She's going to be dead soon. Meanwhile, Kelsey.
She's not that old.
Meanwhile, Kelsey.
You have made a grave error.
Yes.
Terrible person.
Yes, you have made it.
What would have been a better thing to say? She's old.
Yeah. Gross.
They would have hung her if she said that.
Yeah. It's wild at 31 that she's like, it's very challenging for me.
Yeah, you don't understand.
Really,
my hip clicks.
That is when it all started. Yeah. My knee started hurting. Yeah.
If there's a thunderstorm, my bones can tell now. That's how it's coming.
It's true.
Kelsey gets postcards everywhere she goes, and she made one, and she's like, this is us.
She says, and I wasn't able to get one here because they don't let us out.
Yeah.
Help.
She's cute.
We ate Sydney.
And it was like, so Medina said, agree to disagree. She's like, I hold my friends close and my enemies closer. It was just like, so then she's like, you know what? You guys are just puppets and you handle it different than I would. And then Leah said, well, it's hard to perspectivize in this situation,
boom.
But I was gentle about it.
Boom.
Perspective.
Best way to win an argument.
Make up a word.
Yeah.
Perspectivize, Jim.
Yes, I want to invest.
Yeah.
Sharks?
Yeah.
Sharks?
What are your margins?
Perspectivize.
It was great.
That was wild.
She was
so gentle about it. And Maria just wanted to use all of our curling irons.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God.
And then Maria goes... So then Funky Cole Medina goes and tells Maria.
Well, no, Maria approaches her because
she was upset.
Like, hanging out.
Yeah, and so she's like, look, people were mad that I was nice to you. And then Maria's off.
I would self-eliminate if I was Maria. She'd be like, fuck this.
Why am I so hated here?
And see you in paradise, bitches. Because there's no way Maria's not getting to paradise.
She's the queen.
She leaves in her underwear.
So then
I slipped in the last thing very comfortable.
She's going to self-eliminate, I think.
You do?
I think she should.
I bet tonight. Wow.
I honestly think she should. Because, fuck that.
Because
fuck
when he
girls.
Watches it back, the women tell it, she's going to be great on the women tell it.
Yes.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
True.
I'm going to slip into something comfortable to watch that.
Yeah.
I'll be in a snooky. Whatever they call it.
Snuggie.
No, they made a snooky
Snuggie. The little short girl from...
Jim's going to wear a snooky.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're
a hat.
He's got a toque.
That's a beret.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had snooky made into a hat.
I'll come to the next podcast and I fake tan all around the brim of my forehead.
Does anyone smell oregano?
Snooky's a fascinator. Like, he's from, like, a British event. Yeah. We should see if we can go to the finale. You couldn't go to the After the Final Rose with me. We should go.
If I'm here, I'm
there.
It's
fun, and it's not as long as everybody says because it's live.
Mate, I don't move anyway.
Yeah.
What do you think I'd do at home?
What about if you guys went to the Women Tell All?
Ooh, what would you rather
That'd
go to?
Women Tell All. I think Women Tell All would actually be the better
okay,
one.
Okay, I'll find out.
I agree.
But I'll take what I can get.
Get your signs ready.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Jim, you got to make a sign.
Oh, Maria. Yeah. Ave Maria.
Ave Maria.
Ave Maria.
I'll have Maria.
I'll have a Maria. I'll just have one that says R.I.P. Sydney.
That really old man. It's really interesting.
As your wife's sitting next to you, like, Jesus Christ, Jim.
Hi.
That'd be amazing.
Look at those hands. Okay, so then Maria's crying. She goes, why am I so hated here? Medina goes, I don't hate you. Maria starts crying. She's like, I am over this. Leia's like, Leia is glad Maria's crying.
She's such a mean girl. She's such a fucking mean girl.
She calls her a crybaby. Leia says, this is a great opportunity to sparkle and stand in my truth. And then she's like, a lot of us were shocked. And then Maria goes, fuck this. I am out of here. I want to go. I do not want to live like this. And
she should leave. Fuck
she
that.
She should leave.
Fuck that. She should call them
I
hope bitches.
Leia.
There we go. Katie's back.
She needs a few people to stick up for her.
I think she does. I'd be punching people. I'd be like,
I think, you know who we didn't hear from the truth teller. Edwina is the truth bomb.
Well, Edwina, we'll see what happens tonight.
Okay, so women tell all.
Yeah.
Do we think anyone apologizes to Maria in hindsight?
Oof, no, probably not. They never apologize.
No,
I think
don't.
There might be someone. Like, I think maybe there will be someone. Said something, and
yeah.
I thought
there could
that.
Be that. But
I think
like, Sydney's
be, I think
not
there'll be
going
people
to.
Sticking up for her in the.
Yeah, like Sydney and Leah will not apologize because they are like delusional and think that everything they're doing is right.
A lot of things you didn't see that
that the cameras didn't see. They were looking for new SD cards when this was happening.
If any of this was filmed, we would see it.
Of course we would. Yeah.
No, but the camera guys died.
Yeah, but they had to edit in sausages.
They were peeing at that exact moment.
That's true.
There wasn't enough time.
So we could put in that scene that will really help the story or another 35 seconds of sausage slaps.
Well, here's the thing. If Leia had just kept her stupid date card, like where was that energy, like the mean girl energy when you got that date card? All of a sudden you're like evil? Like what is this turn?
No, she's like, she's really just acting like, I think like that, the I mean think girls
that,
in high school.
I think that date card's coming back in some way.
I hope
so. I
think it'll be like an old pirate treasure map which is burning.
Yes! Yeah, Leia.
You're trying to find the rose, are you?
Yeah.
There'll be Sydney just...
Wait, maybe Leia got the first impression rose.
She
Leia,
did.
She did. It she wasn't did. Jess. Yeah, it wasn't Jess.
Jess just got to make out with him.
Yeah, she was the first kiss.
Well, I didn't want to correct you. It's your podcast.
No, no, you're right.
Plus
you're right.
I've forgotten.
I forgot too.
Two
you're
things
right.
worked against me there. I didn't want to be rude, and I had no idea.
I know it all bleeds together. We've done so many seasons.
Oh, yeah.
And then we've done Bachelor Australia.
But
Bachelor
you still
Paris,
all
Australia.
Have such, you know, so, like, there's so many things where I'll be like, what is
going
on?
Oh, it leaves
on?
My head the second the but I forget. Yeah. I forget.
Bachelor Australia, I'm up for hosting that, by the way.
Do it.
No, I'm not up for it. I'm just up for it. If any Australian Bachelor Network people want to reach out.
I was like, if Osher is
I've campaigned on this one. I really want to be a bartender at
that's the move.
Me
the Wells.
Too.
What I really need, I keep on promoting Wells' pizza show, so that takes off. So we won't need the bartending.
Yes. I want to go with you. I want
that's
us to
smart.
Be a duo.
But elevating Wells.
I just want to just be like cleaning a glass like this all day.
I do too. My God. We would have a good time. We are both good hangs. We would have a great time
great.
Down in Sayulita for a month. We would have a great time.
I tell you, that might be actually a double act in the thing.
Yes.
Where we can gossip about them.
That's
and
great.
And then I think, that is good telly.
God, we would have a good time.
These drinks taste like
would
shit.
Have a good time.
Stop.
We should approach them somehow.
This isn't a mojito. Hold on.
Yeah, who cares?
That's what I think.
Well,
I'd love for them to be like, we can hear you.
Now, normally I don't.
No, wong a wang. Sydney's going to get fingered over there. Right?
Going to get fingered.
By herself.
By herself. She slipped into something
more comfortable.
And then blame Maria for being not good.
Yeah, even though Maria did it.
I hurt my finger. Maria.
Maria. Now, I want you guys to think who is going to be in order. And normally I don't do the reviews on air, but there's a bunch about you, Gareth. And I'm going to read a couple right now. And you guys need to leave reviews for Jim Jeffries right now. First of all, it's his birthday. He is 47 years old.
Yeah, I know.
You look good, Jim.
He talks too much. Or something.
Oh, my God. We love Jim.
He's very hurtful, the review.
No. There's always some bad ones. That's where I got called Fat Aaron Paul. The good with the bad.
Who called you Fat Aaron Paul?
Some guy.
Oh. All right, here's five stars.
Thank you.
Five stars. Jareth forever.
Okay.
Jerry Traynor and Gareth Reynolds should be a package deal from now on because this was the funniest.
He means nothing to me, Jim.
Because this is the funniest episode of the show I have ever.
That's amazing.
This is the funniest episode of the podcast I've ever listened to. Top tier, 10 out of 10 recommend. Here's another one. Sawdust Underpants, 5 stars. I've been listening to this pod for years and I look forward to every single week. I have to say the latest episode is by far my favorite. Gareth, Jerry, Anna, Dr. Brenda, KT Money are all winning. Actually, all the comedians that join are hilarious. Thanks for the laughs. Here we go. Here's another one. Last episode is absolute best. The Sawdust Underpants Overboard. We Only Do Sisters had me laughing so hard I cried on my commute to work. There you go.
Wow.
But now Jim needs it more than Jerry does. Fuck Jerry. Jim needs it. Well, are you guys ready to
just start writing to The Bachelor that me and Arden should be the bartenders?
Oh, yeah. I like that.
If you start doing that.
Yeah.
You get a bit of momentum.
Oh, that's
how you
good.
Get the job.
That's a good campaign. And that's the perfect, that would really be it. That could definitely work. Because they have the guest host anyway, or
we're,
a guest host.
We're we enthusiasts for the show.
Yeah.
We'd still keep Wells on as a waiter or something.
Yeah, 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 you could get ice every now and then.
Yeah.
As a waiter.
Yeah, he can work in the cellar. Assume that bar has a cellar.
Or you know what? We could
gotta be a keg top of operation.
We could even go on for an episode and be like the people operating like this, like the sausage wheel.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you can run a date.
We could run a date.
I operate the sausage wheel at home a lot.
Yeah, we could do one of those ones
where
you're gonna do stand up girls.
Yes.
They always do.
That's great.
That's why Katie
did
the
rose. That was a really good premise.
Yeah, they always bring on like Amy Schumer and Rachel Feinstein. And bring on me.
Yeah.
The misogynist group.
Brutally honest. Yeah. Again, terrible. You guys aren't very good at this.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Don't quit your day job, which I assume is nothing.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
We're back. All right, so you guys, are you ready to do a tweet of the week to win
a sleep crown?
A sleep crown. Did you get your wife stole your sleep crown?
Yes, she did.
I use it every night. I now have in bed.
I use it all. Yeah.
I have my regular one and my travel one.
Yes,
I have to refill my travel.
No, if
one.
I
need another sleep crown.
You need
what do you
another
mean refill
crown?
It?
She sent me Julie, our angel.
Yeah.
She sent me
filling?
Yeah, but I don't know. Oh. I don't know how to open it up. I'm nervous.
You can open it. It's
a zipper. Isn't
it's yeah, there's a double zipper. There's the sleep crown
okay.
is in the second
okay, all right.
case.
All right. I'll have
I want more.
Crown.
Wait, you get more filling to like
yeah.
I like
she
that.
Sent me a package of filling.
So slip it in to make it more comfortable.
We'll be right back.
Now that's a pun, kids.
Now, did you which one do you like better, the full size or the travel?
I like the full size better, and I also like when I get home, like, oh yeah, it's back. But I love the travel one. They're the best.
I travel with it like it's like my binky.
So do I.
Like my baby
binky. I love them.
Me too. I love them.
Nose
gap technology. Dream portal. Okay. Are you guys ready? And if you want your own sleep crown, go to Sleep Crown.
I'm going to buy one.
You should buy one. Sleepcrown.com/WYATR. And the code is XOXO.
They're the best. She's the best, too.
She's the best.
Yep.
She's a blast. And don't forget.
She better message me after because she always sends me a little hello.
She's the best.
Yep.
No. It's like very soothing and comforting.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Lauren Jean Johnson at Words by L.I.J. Can we implement a new timeout system? 3 counts of acting a fool and you have to go to Video Village and watch your worst scenes.
Ooh,
right after they happen.
That's great.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That would be pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's the dream.
That is the dream.
I really wish they would play a goddamn clip for this idiot.
Yes.
Anything
yes.
to
yes.
prove a point.
Here for the right reasons, at for the right reasons. I'm so scared that Joey won't like me after I share my trauma on our first date. Then act like the rest of us and don't do that.
Yeah. Hide it.
Yes. Anna Banana at Lilpool 108.
This is me. Just joking.
Okay.
Strange. I want a sleep crown.
I needed Sydney to be on the sausage date so that we can hear her whine about being bullied by dicks.
Oh, that's great.
That's true. She probably would have been like, I have been.
I was assaulted.
Okay, here's here for the right reasons. For the right reasons. If I was sitting silently on a boat with Sydney, I would have totally farted, like as a dominance technique.
That's hilarious.
I like that.
That's pretty smart.
This is a callback to Claire season, okay? Put
you
on your Claire
sure
hat.
Have like PTSD if you farted.
This is from Lauren Jean Johnson.
Dominance.
How can Joey dress like this knowing full well Yosef has children at home and it's a shirtless Joey?
Can we just say shout out to my friend Patty who just bought a bike from Yosef?
Yes.
Okay. Just actually ran into this man and was like, you know, I was on The Bachelor,
and Yosef,
right?
And he immediately
told my friend who literally was like, yeah. So anyway, how much is the bike?
Okay, here we go. I have four more. Tracy Williams at Post of the Week. Sydney is the least Rhode Island yet most Newport person I could possibly imagine.
That was spot on.
That is so fucking
so
true.
So spot on.
Because Rhode Island, you can fucking hang.
No, but remember when we went to Newport?
Newport sucks.
Oh,
Newport is weird. Rhode Island is fucking cool.
And I spent a night in Newport.
They're so
spot
weird.
Spot on.
It's guys that wear driving gloves and driving loafers.
Yes.
Okay.
The Vanderbilts.
Okay. This is what you, Sean, is what you get. The Bachelor built a heck of a lot of drama out of one woman saying another woman isn't old.
Yeah.
It's true. Okay, here's another. Okay, two more. Here for the right reasons. The opera singer who prepared Ave Sydney was disappointed to lose her screen time.
Sad.
And this is Lou Sass at Sir Weird Al. Tone Loke. She's 31. She's funky old Medina.
Wow.
All right. I think I like farted and Ave Sydney.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Ave Sydney.
Okay. All right. Okay. Here we go. These are both from the same person. So they're going to win. Here for the right reasons.
Wow. So this is just which one do we like better of you two?
Which one do we like better? If I was sitting silently on a boat with Sydney, I would have totally farted, like as a dominance technique. Or the opera singer who prepared Ave Sydney was disappointed to lose her screen time. Ave Sydney or a fart dominance?
Ave Sydney, because the fart thing, it's open air. It's not going to cause that much damage. If you're in the cabin, I see what you're doing.
Yes. Okay, great.
Might be hard to hear it, too.
Okay. Ave Sydney or fart dominance?
I will go with fart dominance just because fart dominance.
Yes. Okay, Dr. Banana, Ave Sydney or fart dominance?
I have to go fart dominance.
Fart, absolutely.
Oh my God. All right. Fart dominance. You were the winner here for the right reasons. If
we're
I was sitting silently boat with Sydney, I would have totally farted like as a dominance technique.
A strong way to win is to write fart in your tweet.
Yeah. And dominance.
And dominance. Yeah.
And dominance.
Weaponize.
You hear that, Biden and Trump?
That's why I farted, guy.
Jim Jeffries.
Nobody farted louder than I did. I am a fart.
It was wet, it was loud.
It was wet, it was loud. It was Don Jr.
Happy birthday, Jim Jeffries.
Another year around the sun.
Happy birthday. I'm glad that Malta was wrong, and here you are.
Well, it's actually my birthday today.
That's what I'm saying.
My birthday's tomorrow, but I was born in Australia.
Oh,
Australia.
Yes, and this will drop. This will drop on your birthday.
Celebrate both.
So I'm like 27 in Australia.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true.
Look at his face.
Not in Malta.
Look at his mouth. It's weird.
Yeah, Jim's worked it out.
Jim's worked it out.
We're in his mind palace.
Jim, we love you so much. Thank you for coming to play.
Would your wife let you go on Golden Bachelorette? To mix it up with the older ladies.
Okay, I've got to talk quickly about the Golden Bachelor.
Yeah.
Okay, because they bring out those brassy women. You know,
yes.
I think that's the right term.
Asking.
They're a lot of fun. Okay, now when I was a kid,
yes,
we had Anzac Day in Australia, which was Memorial Day, where all the soldiers came out and marched, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And when I was a kid, there used to be 40 people from the First World War, and we used to watch them, and then next year it was 30, and then, and then by the time I was 20, there was one bloke.
Yes,
and he was.
I'm going on first date.
Yeah, and he was just a caterer.
Yeah. Right?
Like that. Are we going to bring out the Golden Bachelor ladies each time? Because those four ladies are the fun ones.
Yes, asking.
Okay, with the Golden Bachelor, how many in memoriam episodes are we going to have?
No!
Wow.
Wow.
Where this.
Right.
This episode is in memory of.
You're not wrong.
It's going to start happening as we go along. We have to start.
It's going
to
be like the Oscars every episode.
Oh my God, every episode.
I'm looking forward to Gary being single again.
Yeah. Oh.
If he loses another one, we just bring him back. He was great.
Now, they did announce they're doing Golden Bachelorette in the fall.
Get ready.
Get ready.
Holy
shit. And
there's
a rumor online.
I've done Golden Bachelorette.
Allegedly, there was a rumor that they approached.
I'd tell him that I'm 20 years older, and then everyone will be so impressed with how good I look.
Yeah. Tim, what's your secret? I lied.
Driving gloves. There's a rumor.
When you put your hand on my shoulder, that really...
Broke it.
Oh, yeah. It really felt good.
You put your hand
you
on my leg.
You got to keep believing. Okay.
My osteoporosis.
We couldn't have say osteoporosis.
I'm osteoporotic. Don't touch me.
You're endo osteo.
Every Golden Bachelor episode is like this. I don't want this to ruin our relationship, but I can't have children.
Oh, my God. I have something heavy to tell you. Since I'm 78, womb-wise, I'm barren. I have a confession.
Allegedly, they've approached Susan Lucci to maybe be the Bachelor.
No!
What? Allegedly. I don't know if that's
get in there.
Karen sent me. Our girl Karen McCullough, she sent me the link. Allegedly.
Susan Lucci? We met her at BravoCon. Have you ever seen Susan Lucci?
She's gorgeous.
You're yelling at me.
I want Suzanne Summers.
My children.
I can't have all my children.
When did that happen?
In Malta. It was in Malta. That's who was in the car.
Oh my God, my mom would.
So now it's just Tua's company?
Yeah. Tua's only one. There's zero company.
No company.
Yeah. So it's just called Lonely? Just
an empty apartment. Do not knock on our door.
Who took over for Suzanne Summers? Who was the other one? There was the other blonde gal.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay.
I only watched Suzanne
Summers. I want Farrah Fawcett or Suzanne Summers, and that's far off.
Heather Locklear?
Oh, exactly.
Heather Locklear.
We're back at the table.
He's back in. What would you like to promote, Jim?
Susan Lucci.
My podcast, called I Don't Know About That,
which
is available where podcasts are available. Go to jimjeffries.com for tour dates. Follow me on Instagram, and I'm about to announce an Australian tour. So if Australian people are listening,
that's fun.
I'm not meant to announce it yet, but I'll
You're a bad boy.
I'm coming.
Yeah, we love you so much, and we missed you because you were on a world tour last season.
Well,
so
for my birthday, I've decided to have a murder mystery night.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And Arden's coming as well.
Wow.
I've ordered an eye patch.
I don't know. It felt sexy.
Yeah.
The eye patch?
It felt sexy.
She's coming in character.
I'm coming in character.
Yes, iPad?
Eye patch.
Oh, an eye patch?
I've ordered an eye patch.
It's set in London in the 1960s.
Yes.
I think it was the future woman.
I'm bringing an eye patch.
Bring an iPad.
To take photos with.
What would you like to promote, Gareth?
Listen to We're Here to Help, my new podcast with Jake Johnson. Go to GarethReynolds.com because I'm going to be all over from Las Vegas to New Orleans doing stand-up and
then
the Midwest after that in April. And listen to The Dollop.
I'm going to be on one of your podcasts
coming
up.
Yeah, you're
going
to be on The Pastimes tomorrow.
And then don't forget, come to San Diego. Let's sell this fucking thing out.
Bro Diego.
It's at 2 o'clock on a Saturday at Mic Drop Comedy. So you can come in, you can go home, like you can meet all the bros. We got to get Katie Thurston.
We got to get Aaron and James. Yeah.
We got to ask.
Should I introduce myself to Aaron in my Aaron costume?
Yes. And talk to him.
Oh. You gotta go.
Oh, it's really nectar.
Oh, right, that guy.
You're gaslighting me.
I feel really gaslighted by you. No, and we're gonna ask. We're gonna ask Brayden and Christina. I know they're in Nashville, but maybe they will come in. Like, we're gonna get all.
I'm gonna just be outside in a Hillary Clinton jacket, going, "I'm in love, and it feels so good." You'd be yelling that in the street.
You should get like a centaur costume that has like a little horse butt connected to your back.
love it. Well, and Dr. Banana and I are breaking down Southern Charm, Winterhouse, everything on Patreon.
Yes.
And then what would you like to say, Katie?
As always, please adopt or foster an animal from your local shelter. We are actually looking into getting a second dog. So I went to the North Central Animal Shelter the other week. There are so many amazing animals there. We also went to an adoption event for Foster for Life and for a Purposeful Rescue. Like, for reals, there are amazing dogs.
For real.
Please help out for reals. If you can. There's like, these animals are desperate for adoption.
I only adopt the ones that win the puppy bowl.
Yeah. The closers.
Yeah. And guess what? You guys will be back tomorrow because it's a double episode. So, ooh la la. Let's see what. Maybe Maria will eliminate herself tonight. That'd be exciting.
I kind of hope she does for her own sake.
Just for her own sake. I think it's a power move. I think she should.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
he will always wonder.
Yes.
Yeah, the one that got away. Okay, until next time, my name is Arden Brain. Thank you so much. Goodbye!
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. But it feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Accept this rose into your world.
Will You Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.